This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It better be good!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Colgate Raiders are the kings of the Patriot League.
The Illini celebrate.
Clark Kellogg's here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Once you get there, you better strap it on and play, because whoever's in front of you typically can beat you if you don't perform.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Coming up, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. We're on the air on Peacock. Go get Peacock for free by downloading the app, and then you can get us for free every day between 12 and 3 Eastern after the Dan Patrick Show on NBC Sports on Peacock, the standalone channel that's unlike any other channel on any other streamer. So check it all out every single day. You can listen to us on this Rich Eisen Show radio affiliate, whether it's either terrestrial or Sirius XM channel 211, NBC Sports Audio, NBC Sports on Peacocks. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk will be joining us in 20 minutes' time to talk about a handful of items here on the very busy first day of the free agency new league year tampering window opening up, where general managers and agents and front offices and agents are allowed to actually talk to one another, even though they no doubt already have. Kurt Warner will join us in hour number three of this show, my Pro Football Hall of Fame friend from NFL Network. I will be chatting with him on NFL Network on their Free Agency Frenzy show coming up right after we're done. So I'm going to have to stay after class today, but that's okay. I'm used to that from back in the day. Good to see you, Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo. And
your host
over there. Good to see you.
What's happening?
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson, over there.
You know, Rich, Tony lied to us all those years ago.
Oh. What do you mean?
It's raining in Southern California.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They promised that it doesn't, and it wouldn't, and it is.
It's true. We were collecting animals by two over here to start the day.
So much rain.
Which over here, it's just like, imagine you're in colder climes right now, or you're usually colder climes. Imagining literally 10 feet of snow falling out of the sky. That's what people feel about here in Los Angeles.
No room on the boat, you guys, if it gets to that
No
point.
Room on
oh,
the boat.
That's so wrong.
Oh, gosh. You're already collecting...
Save us, Mike Del Tufo. You're only
I don't even want to finish what's in my head right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, Rich.
By the way, the rain's almost done. We got about 30 minutes.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Very good. So we're sheltered. We're good here. Shaq Barrett's been signed long-term by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Chris Godwin's got his franchise tag. Levante David, who's on Thursday's show, has got a 2-year deal that's reported to be coming. And now Shaq Barrett's got a 4-year deal. And the Buccaneers have a handful of other free agents that they need to sign. Brady redid his deal. Now, when you're hearing these quarterbacks redo their deals, like say...
Like Taysom Hill?
Well, here's the deal. Patrick Mahomes earlier in the week, right?
Right.
Late last week, restructured his deal and gave the Chiefs a ton of cap space. And to you know, do what they need to do in free agency. And we're when we hear this stuff, and we think of, well, Chiefs, I guess, decided now that free agency is right around the corner, they decided, you know, they got to go to Mahomes and call him up. Like, whenever you hear that a contract has been redone, right, I think people believe, and I used to believe, that was like Brett Veach, general manager of the Chiefs, realizing free agency is right around the corner. I got to call Mahomes. Like, and they call him like last night. Hey, I know that you're been watching some sort of show, right? But we need your help. I mean, we're capped out and we're right around the corner and the cap's totally changed. And, you know, we call my agent. All right, well, call up his agent. Hey, we need your help. We got to do this. You've got to do this for us. I think that's what fans kind of think, that when this happens, that's how it goes on.
Right.
Or you could even say, like, at some point it dawns upon the team that they need the help of the quarterback or whoever's making the most money to redo their deal. And you read, like, turn salary into signing bonus, and then you can amortize and you can push it out 5-10 years, and dead cap turns into this cap, and that cap's got this cap, and you got a soft cap and a hard cap, and your eyes just sort of glaze over, and you're thinking, bottom line, team's in trouble. Needed the help of the quarterback, and that's the team effort right there.
Team player.
But let me let you in on all this stuff, okay?
Open the door.
There's no doubt in my mind, I could be wrong, But there's no doubt in my mind that when they did this deal, Brett Veach and Mahomes and his agent, is that, hey, before the 2021 season, we're gonna come to you and we're going to ask for this amount of money. And then, you know, that's part of the deal. Like, this is how we can get home in 2020. This is how we need to get home in 2021. And this is how we need to get home in 2022. And then maybe just the fact that the cap got, you know, cut down a little bit, you know, so it is something that might have been new just for this year, but these are all plans in place to the point where the news isn't that quarterback has redone contract. News is quarterback won't redo contract. That's the news. If it comes out at one point that they asked for the money and the quarterback says no, that will be the news. So when somebody redoes their contract, it isn't like, oh my gosh, you know, set off the alarm bells. I would bet that they've even made this deal. I would bet like when they made this deal with Brady, you know, this is what we'll do right now. And, you know, at some point they call him up and they say, you want to keep doing this? You do? Okay. So this is where we'll continue on in the manner in which they probably even talked about it last year. And then they might call up and just say, hey, Tom, you know, Godwin needs this X sort of thing. This is how we're going to handle all this. We need that contract redone that we talked about. Just a little glimpse into things here on Free Agency Frenzy Monday.
We just had a big signing.
What do you got over there?
Looks like Jonnu Smith.
The Titans?
Titans tight end, big fella. Going to the Patriots.
You got to like that, huh?
I love it. 4 years, $50 million, 31 guaranteed.
He's a good one, man.
He's got healthy,
some breakaway speed.
Yeah.
Titans did not franchise tag him.
Correct. Him and Corey Davis, free to walk.
Maybe they'll take him too, right? You like that?
I love it.
I bet you do. So, okay, here's Cam, who, as you know, had a great relationship with Greg Olsen.
Yep.
All those years. Cam looks for his tight end. We all know New England uses the tight end in that system.
Let's keep going. I like it too. Let's keep going.
How about the Patriots starting to spend on free agency like that?
66 million. They traded Marcus Cannon yesterday to free up about $6 million, almost $67 million in cap space for New England.
Right.
They might be spenders.
Go. Belichick has always praised Jonnu Smith.
Here we go. Called him the best after the catch at his position.
There we go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Talking myself into it.
And you didn't go higher register either.
Super Bowl back on.
Tell you this, Chris, this season, when you show up on the Rich Eisen Show on Victory Mondays for the New England
Patriots. Victory Mondays.
Dressed as Cam Newton dressed the day before, as you attempt to go through your closet.
Both of our closets.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You and Sarah's closets. Okay. As you take her good stuff and your goodwill stuff and put it together and try and not look like Inspector Gadget dressed as Cam.
Sunday,
okay. I will just say this. You will have more days where you're like, all right, I could see what Belichick and Josh McDaniels did by re-signing him and doing it early. Doing it early and saying, you're our guy. You will have more of those days than this is just the worst.
All right. I mean, I hope you're right, obviously.
But this right here, what we're talking about right here, where I just don't know if the quarterback's the right fit. I wonder what they're going to do with future at the quarterback. And then you're like sitting here going, all right, Jonnu Smith. Belichick says he's one of the best after the catch. And he is an excellent athlete.
Yes.
And at the position, you saw breakaway speed and, you know, obviously Tennessee Titans football is predicated on running first. It's not really this high-octane passing offense. And so that would be a nice fit for your team. This whole stuff about Cam and Jonnu and, all right, I'm gonna talk myself into it, is exactly what I said almost a year ago to this date when Brady signed with the Bucks, and I looked at you and I said, welcome to the rest of us.
You're right.
Welcome to the rest of us. Welcome to, All right, we're drafting in the middle of the first round. What are we going to do? Welcome to, what are we going to do at quarterback in the future? Welcome to, are they going to spend in free agency? And is it the right move?
Yeah.
All of that, 20 years.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You were sitting in a rocking chair. Now, welcome to the rest of us, which is a festivus for the rest of us yeah, to look at a Patriot fan and see you go through all this. And by the way, if you need help in figuring out how to go through all this, I'm right here.
He's only 25.
There you go.
You look at the last 2 years receiving totals. He's number three in yards after the catch behind Kittle and Noah Fant.
Dude, he's really good.
And Rich, with all due respect to you,
thank you,
and your Jet fandom, I think I would be a better barometer for Brotman, considering my team actually was a dynasty and then we got bad. Your team wasn't so much. So, okay, like, I could help you to know what it's like to be on the pinnacle and the top of the mountain and then slowly have that yodeling man come rolling
down. With all due respect to you, TJ.
Uh-oh. We're all
yours went twice as long. I get it.
You haven't won anything in 30 years. So, tell us
what it felt like back when you were in college going through all that, TJ.
Before cell phones.
Now as a grown-ass man.
Hey, I was that guy Stephen A. Smith loved to hate. I was. You opened up the, you looked up obnoxious in the dictionary in the early 90s.
Oh, it still comes out in you.
There was
sometimes
a picture of me dressed in Dallas garb like,
dude,
you know, that was me.
It still comes out in you when it comes to the Cowboys. In the same way, if you cut me off in traffic, my New York accent will still come out. You know? Like, it's still in me. The New York accent is still in me. The obnoxious Cowboy fan is still in you. You just don't have the, you know, gumption and wherewithal to show it sometimes because you're also more of an adult these days.
Yeah, but I don't want to be.
Plus the circumstances. Circumstances.
Just let them be good, Lord. That's all I'm asking.
Takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
Very good.
Let them be good just one more
and
time.
And by the way, Chris, I'm here for you in all shapes and sizes and for all different things.
Thank you.
And I think maybe you're learning now, again, your son, Cage Brockman,
yes,
now 13 months old, closing in on 13 months old, correct?
Closing in on, yeah.
Perhaps you are learning that all manners of clocks being moved forward and back are an absolute abomination and nothing short of cruel and unusual punishment for parents with children. As springing forward, you might think, hey, he
slept in.
He slept in, but then putting him down. And I'll tell you what, my whatever happened in your household last night, it might have been good one night, second night, third night, fourth night. No shot. And I'll tell you what, just in terms of getting better, I got a 12, I got a 10, I got a 7. And all of them woke up just regular time anyway.
Yep.
And all of them, when trying to put him to sleep last night, were like, wait a minute, why are we going to sleep now? Even though it says on the clock when our normal bedtime is, their body clocks were just going bouncing up. And then this morning was a disaster again.
Yeah,
and
apparently,
it's like, and it just makes you sit here as a parent of children. And you're like, look, I will tip my cap to the farmers of 1785 or whatever they were doing in order to grow
farmers,
the corn or whatever. But do we not have in the 21st century an ability to farm and do whatever we need to do to grow stuff? I mean, I know I might sound like a total idiot.
24 hours a day.
But can we stop with the clocks moving forward and backwards? Can we finally be done with that?
I'll say, Cage was great yesterday. Today, got a text. Doesn't want to go to sleep.
Of course
not. Doesn't want a nap.
Because children have no idea.
Today is a disaster.
If we put a poll question out, do you want to change clocks back and forth? It would be 90 to 10. Cut the madness. Oh. Stop the madness. Keep the clocks. What are we doing?
You think it'd be 90-10?
Let's just throw it out
90-10.
I'd probably be 98-2, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
So how am I wording this?
Who's out there saying, yeah, you know what? I like moving clocks around. It's not a problem.
Okay. Is it?
Who does this?
And by the way, adult-wise, Sundays is never a problem either way. It's the second day. Like, this morning, that alarm went off. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, we noticed. Everybody took notice when TJ walked in the door today.
I was a little confused.
We saw.
Hey, I was trying to book. I was on the phone though.
He was booking.
Morning. I was trying to book.
Let's land that plane then.
All right.
That'll be. I don't want to say.
It's up at Rich Eisen.
We won't even be close.
Is it time to ditch daylight saving time?
It is. Yeah. Honestly, who's out there saying, you know what? I kind of like it later on in the fall when suddenly it gets dark out. 2 hours after lunch.
Yeah, like 3:45.
Who loves that? Who loves that? Who loves that? And then who's just like, you know what? I kind of love waking up in the middle of March and I lose an hour. I kind of dig that. I kind of like that. I kind of like that. I kind of like that my kids have no earthly idea what time it is and their body clocks are completely different from what our schedule is. And let's just mess with parent of small kids. I know you guys don't have it, and I know I might be talking to some people out there who don't have small children, but parents of small children are literally pounding the table wherever they are right now, hearing every word out of my mouth.
I agree.
It is cruel and unusual punishment, maybe damn near unconstitutional.
I guess that's one thing cool about Arizona. They don't switch their clocks, right?
I think I could put it in perspective. Turning the clocks back is right above. And it's just, if I had to rate what's the worst thing of things that really don't matter in the world.
Got it.
Okay. Number three.
Oh, we're just doing a top three. Mike, do we have music?
Right underneath. Right underneath turning the clocks back at two. Underneath the three is eating pizza with a knife and fork. And you know how I feel about that.
Okay.
That is truly, like, somebody should be institutionalized if somebody's like, okay, here's
so
a slice, let
so
me.
Number three.
And but you're not cutting it up for a baby. Like, you're doing it for yourself.
So number three, pizza, fork, and knife. Yeah. Two is turning the clocks back and forward.
And then number one is this fumble through the end zone rule.
Okay? When that gets changed.
That's the worst.
It's the DAC that Rich Eisen hates.
When that finally gets changed, we'll move everything up.
Oh.
We'll spring that forward from two to one.
Patriots just made another signing.
What's going on? Hold on, we'll tease that. Florida's coming up. But before we go to break, here's what I want to do later on.
Okay.
In honor of the thing we hate the most and springing forward, I want you guys to come up with a sports story, a current sports scenario right now that's playing out on this date, middle of March.
Okay.
And spring it forward. Like, what would you want to spring forward on?
Got it.
And people could call in too at 844-204-RICH.
I like that. All
right. We'll do that after Florio. We've got to be on time on these clocks. Certainly for this show, you got to take a break to be on time for Mike Florio.
I'm still asleep.
Thank you, Mike. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show or on NBC Sports on Peacock every day. For those of us listening on this Rich Eisen Show radio station or on Sirius XM Channel 211, NBC Sports Audio, you can get Peacock for free and watch us every day after Pro Football Talk and after Dan Patrick Show and before Mike Florio joins us right here on NBC Sports on Peacock. What did the Patriots do? going to break on top of the Jonnu Smith signing that we heard about
Months
ago, Chris?
Patriots spending money, broke the bank, $9 million guaranteed for Dolphins, nose tackle, Devon Godshall.
Okay. Look at them.
Let's go to work.
Making moves.
Let's go to work.
And as promised, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show from Pro Football Talk, which starts our day, and PFT PM, which ends our day right here on NBC Sports on Peacock. Every day is Mike Florio back here on the show. How are you, Michael?
Doing great, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are the Patriots suddenly now free agent hawks? That's what we're looking at right now?
It's out of character because previously it was like Green Bay Packers style, very rarely making a splash. Adelius Thomas in 07 or thereabouts. Stephon Gilmore, they usually don't go out and spend market value. They had that cap space that they built up last year, and they're spending it. Tight end Jonnu Smith, I think that's huge. When you keep Cam Newton, it's one thing to keep Cam Newton with the guys that you had on the field around him last year. If you're going to upgrade what you have on both sides of the ball, a team that was 7-9, you know, we think the Patriots, like, where they were 3-13 because it's so rare for them to not be good. No, they're not far from contention. They keep Cam Newton for the whole year. They have him in the second season in the system. The COVID stuff messed him up last year. This is a team that I think is going to be written off by a lot of people. Now, making moves like this, they're going to get back on the radar screen, but this is the way that you spend that money, you spend that cap space. They definitely have the cash. You know, a lot of the teams have cap space, but they don't have cash because they lost a lot of money last year. You know, there are plenty of owners that don't earn a lot of money in their other lines of business, but Robert Kraft doesn't have any issues there. He can pay these guys, and Belichick spending the money, and you know, I have a feeling they're going to keep going, and the bargains are still to come. That's what shocks me about this. I thought the Patriots would just wait and go out and gobble up a bunch of bargains once the market softened. For them to be jumping in, especially this year when there's going to be so many bargains, that's what surprises me the most.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get into the Saints here. As expected, Drew Brees announces his retirement, and as expected, as he announced today on the Today Show, he's joining the family that we're both part of, NBC Sports. So, what next? I mean, Taysom Hill, that contract certainly caused me to refresh my screen a couple of times. The contract extension, 4 years, $140 million. But give me the layman's terms about what the Saints did here and what it does mean for their quarterback scenario moving forward. I'll give you the floor on this.
The entirety of the deal, Rich, is fake. They could have picked any numbers they wanted. And it's not a coincidence that they went with the $35 million average, because that's the Russell Wilson average per year under his deal. That was not a coincidence, I'm told. But it could have been anything. And the problem is, the way that it first came out, and we know how the sausage gets made, reporters do favors and they will engage in some liberties, and it was just enough to get people to think it's a four-year, $140 million deal, and it's not. It's just a device for taking what he was going to make this year and spreading it out over 5 years so they can pick up some cap space. They picked up $7.75 million in cap space. I asked somebody, what does Taysom Hill get out of this? He gets two things. One, he gets all of his compensation guaranteed for 2021, not that there was any doubt he wasn't going to make it anyway. And two, he creates cap space so they can improve the team around him. Of course, the irony may be the cap space they create pays for Jameis Winston to come back and compete with Taysom Hill and potentially take the starting job.
So, couple things. One is, why was it not coincidental, the number that they just chose, $140 million for a $35 million average for Russell Wilson? Do they still think that that's a possibility?
I think it was more of a wink to the reality that it's not a possibility. Now, look, we don't know who has called. I think it would be incumbent on any of the four teams that were flagged by Mark Rogers, who represents Russell Wilson, 17, 18 days ago, to make that phone call and see hypothetically what it would take to get Russell Wilson. You have to do your due diligence. I think once you fully guarantee Taysom Hill's pay for this year, turn it into a signing bonus to create cap space, that means Hill's going to be on the team, which means he wouldn't be part of a trade package most likely to get Russell Wilson, which also means that they're not going to have both guys, not at those numbers on the roster. Although Russell Wilson only has a $19 million salary this year, that's one benefit that whoever picks him up gets. It's not like they're inheriting a huge cap number if they get him, because it's just 19. The problem is, what you're also inheriting he's going to want a new deal at some point, especially in the aftermath of Dak Prescott. But I think the Saints aren't in. Now watch, they'll probably announce the trade later today as I say that. But I don't see it happening because there's no reason to do the Taysom Hill restructuring if you're just going to send his contract to Seattle. And once they did that, you know, it's kind of like with the Cowboys. Once they did theirs, of course he's not going there. Once they do the restructuring of Taysom Hill, I feel like he's staying in New Orleans and the Saints are going to look elsewhere. And who knows, maybe next year they try to trade for Russell Wilson if he doesn't leave Seattle this year.
And so the Hill and Jameis scenario, we may not know who the Saints are starting at quarterback week one until a training camp decision? Is that what
we're
looking at?
Possibly. I mean, look at what they did, and they managed to do it. Most coaches can't pull this off where they keep it close to the vest until they're ready for people to know who the quarterback is going to be. But that first week when Drew Brees wasn't able to play with 28 broken ribs this year, and we didn't know, is it Winston, is it Hill? Sean Payton does a great job of keeping everyone's mouth shut, and we found out it was Hill when Payton wanted us to know. I think he envisions, Payton does, a competition between Hill and Winston, and we know that Payton has the willingness to use both guys if he thinks it's advantageous. Remember that long pass on the trick play that they stole from the Bears in the divisional round loss to the Buccaneers? That wasn't thrown by Hill. He's got the arm to throw it. They brought Jameis Winston in and let him throw it. So I think he let him compete, and he'll use the best guy and maybe use both guys.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show of the Monday of free agency week in the NFL in 2021, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Out of all the quarterback situations, to use our phrase that pays in the NFL media, pretty much every team that may need a quarterback or could change a quarterback or definitely needs a quarterback, that's a large group of people and teams, Mike. Every one of them could go ahead and draft one or hold on to who they currently have, with the exception, in my mind, of the Chicago Bears. The Bears could draft one at 20, but, you know, who are you going to get potentially to just throw out there and maybe catch fire for a coach and general manager that's on the hot seat? Trubisky running it back with him, even though he's a free agent, or Foles, I don't think is tenable. What are they going to do? I mean, do they really think that they can go ahead and pry Russell Wilson loose with a package that may include the water tower? I mean, like, what is that, Mike? What do you got for me on that front?
I just think it's going to be very difficult for them to put something on the table that will get the Seahawks to say yes. And when they restructured Khalil Mack's deal, kicking some money from this year into future years, reducing his cap number, that seemingly takes Mack out of the conversation for the trade compensation to try to get Russell Wilson. I just think that if the teams that have been identified, it's going to be hard to pull off. Now, the four teams identified, I don't think that's the full and complete universe. This is a gut feeling on my part. I think there may be some other teams out there that Mark Rogers strategically omitted that could ultimately potentially get involved in this and Wilson would accept the trade. But I think it's going to be hard for the Bears. And, Rich, you mentioned the possibility of using that 20th overall pick on a quarterback. People will know by the time the first round of the draft rolls around whether or not the Bears are looking. And if they haven't addressed their quarterback position in a way that people will say, oh, that's definitely the guy, then you may as well have a sign out in front of Hallis Hall that says, we're taking a quarterback with the 20th pick, so you better jump to number 19 if you want the best guy who's left as the pick draws closer and closer to us, which isn't ideal either. So they're in a mess here. And I know there was a report over the weekend they're moving on from Mitchell Trubisky. I'm told they haven't ruled that out. They've got everything on the table, and they're just going to see how it plays out. At some point, though, you've got to move on. If you're trying to get Russell Wilson, you've got to move on from that and go toward someone who you believe is at least going to be your guy for this year.
The thing about Russell, Mike, is just, you know, I guess don't know how bad the relationship between Coach Carroll and Russell Wilson really is, right? I mean, but why would he want to leave a spot where DK Metcalf is there and Lockett is there, and no matter what the protection may be, you know they're going to run it, right? So you're not going to be in a situation like Stafford, who never got a 100-yard rusher out. I mean, and then, you know, Bobby Wagner's going to be there. You know, there's some, like, there's some people that are, you know, that can go ahead and win you some games. Like I is it that bad that they're doing that, or they're just sending a signal up to just give an idea that it can get this bad and you better fix it right now? I mean, like what is going on there?
I think ultimately what he wants, Rich, is the offense to run through him like it does with a Patrick Mahomes. And he doesn't believe it runs through him. They did it last year for a while with the let Russ cook thing, and then the defense is caught up to what they were doing in this new-look offense, and they did a poor job of pivoting away from what the defenses were doing to slow them down. There was that stretch with seven turnovers by Wilson in two games, and that was the moment, according to The Athletic, where he went in with ideas for how to improve the offense in advance of the short week game against the Cardinals, and they politely told him no, and he stormed out of the room, according again to The Athletic. So I think plan A for him is give me what I want. Let me be the offense. Let me be Patrick Mahomes. And if you're not going to do that, trade me to a team that will. I think that's the play here. So he could very well stay. And if the Seahawks don't get an offer they can't or won't refuse, he will stay. But think about how dysfunctional it will be. You know, I always root for good stories, and obviously it'd be a great story if Russell Wilson got traded, not for Seahawks fans. It'd be a great story for us. Wouldn't it be a better story if the entire year is just one haze of dysfunction for the Seahawks week in and week out, and every Pete Carroll press conference and every Russell Wilson press conference, and how many times would he say go Hawks, and how many times will he say not go Hawks? And it just they have to ask themselves, if we're careening toward an end, when's the best time to remove the Band-Aid? Do you peel it off slowly for a season, or you just rip it off now? And only they know whether or not they're comfortable going forward with a year that could be a complete mess.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Bucks signing Shaq Barrett long-term, Lavonte David, two-year deal. Brady extends to provide cap relief that currently for the team has Chris Godwin under a franchise tag for the moment, so that keeps him off the market this week. What is Jason Light's to-do list, best you can tell, right here for a team that said they thought they could re-sign everybody?
Well, they got to figure out what they're going to do with Leonard Fournette, and that may be a luxury they can't afford. Now, they're creating plenty of cap space between Brady, and they got a relatively low cap number for Shaq Barrett, south of $6 million. If you could extend Chris Godwin's deal, you create more cap space. So, look, they've managed to keep so far guys that he was kind of on the fence. What were they going to do with Chris Godwin? Would they franchise tag him? If they didn't, he was likely walking away. They don't tag Shaq Barrett. He doesn't walk away. He re-signs. My guess is they made it clear to him, you got an offer on the table until noon on Monday. Once the market opens, we got a bunch of other options out there at pass rusher. We're going to go start signing them up unless you say yes. He said yes. They still have Ndamukong Suh out there. Gronk and AB, I assume if they play for anybody, they're going to play for the Bucks. Although I don't rule out, for example, the Seahawks getting in on AB because that's a guy that Russell Wilson has clamored for in the past. I don't rule out the Packers getting in on AB because that could be a guy that Aaron Rodgers clamors for. Gronk, I think, though, if he plays for anybody, he's playing for the Buccaneers. So I think that it's down to Sue, Leonard Fournette, and then I think just a matter of time before Gronk and AB come back, unless there's a curveball that's thrown into the Antonio Brown discussion.
And what are you hearing about, before I let you go, because this is part and parcel of a free agency week, the draft, and what you're hearing about the Jets sitting in that two position in that domino spot. What are you hearing about their decision-making and how that involves Deshaun Watson potentially in Houston? More and more I hear about, it's like, forget about that. Joe Douglas is not going to sell anything remotely close to the farm required to get Watson, who might not be interested in the Jets anyway. What do you think about this scenario that could affect so many other quarterback situations in the NFL?
Well, one thing Joe Douglas, the GM of that team, has been doing is building from the inside out, not the outside in, focusing on the line, offensive and defensive. And you had Chris Sims on your show last week. He's
yes,
all over Zach Wilson as, in his mind, the best quarterback in the draft. And if the Jets see in Wilson what Sims sees in Wilson, why would you try to trade for anybody else? You get a guy straight out of college on a rookie deal where you can spend around him because you know you've got him on an affordable contract relative to what quarterbacks cost. And he could be the guy that the Jets have been looking for ever since Joe Namath went to the Rams. So I think that it makes sense to use the free agency money to work on the offensive line. And for that second overall pick. Again, it comes down to how they feel about Zach Wilson, but Sims is pretty strong on this, and he's got a good track record of spotting these guys, whether it's Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or whoever, and he's all over Zach Wilson. So until I hear otherwise, that's what I'm keeping my eye on. Use free agency for other positions and go grab your franchise quarterback with number two.
So you know how the way this works, and a roadmap for it would be what Arizona did once they drafted Kyler Murray and then traded Josh Rosen. You know that deal wasn't made until the Friday night because you're not going to get rid of Sam Darnold, even though you love Zach Wilson, until you actually have Zach Wilson. Like, Zach doesn't fall and break his leg the day before the draft or the morning of trying to get out of his hotel room, if that's the way we could get back in the regularity, honestly, in Cleveland, you know. So who might be still in the market, do you think, for a quarterback at the Friday night of the draft, getting through free agency in the first round? Could that be like the Bears' dream scenario that we, I guess, to bring this all full circle? Like, who do you think would be a market for Sam Darnold on the if it is that late of a trigger pull on the deal?
I think that's another reason for the Jets to wait until after round one, because there will most likely be one team standing, all seats filled as far as first-round quarterbacks go, and so they're still going to be looking. And they didn't go all in free agency to get a guy who was a clear answer or via trade. They didn't get the guy they wanted in the first round of the draft, so let's go get Sam Darnold, and you get more if you're the Jets. If you get a team that's desperate because they didn't get – and remember, Josh Rosen got a second-round pick for Arizona. So, yeah, I think that timeline makes sense, whether it's the Bears, whether it's the 49ers who've been linked to Sam Darnold, and I think they hold on to Jimmy Garoppolo until they get an upgrade and then possibly cut him loose, because $25 million, I think, is more than what his current skill and ability to stay healthy justifies. But, yeah, I think Sam Darnold could be that delayed reaction guy this year after that first day of the draft. You got an 18-hour window or so, and the Jets would make the most of it in finding a partner for Darnold.
Mike, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it, as always.
We'll chat again soon.
You bet. That's Mike Florio. Check out PFTPM later on right here on NBC Sports on Peacock, as news is breaking left and right. And he starts every day right here on NBC Sports on Peacock at Pro Football Talk. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a second right here on the show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back, and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store, and use my code EISEN.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, Kurt Warner in hour number three. Our poll question that you want to put up there for the NFL is the NFL's big three. The problem with saying NFL's big three is the Chiefs have a big three, but it's a tight end, receiver, quarterback.
Oh, I just said Tyreek Hill. We were going wide receiver.
You know what I mean? Like, no, because Aaron Jones, like, when you say big three, you're talking about quarterback, receiver, and running back.
Yeah,
right?
We should have specified.
So you can't, so for the Chiefs, you can't, I mean,
you could
put Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there, but I don't think he's even a top 10 running back in the league right now. You can't even say that right now about him. But you could say Hill, Kelsey, and Mahomes is one of the best, you know, three-headed weapons. And you put the Cowboys in there, and you said the Cowboys can't be included. Why? Because Dak was hurt last year? Because when you're paying Dak Prescott $40 million a year and your wide receiver $20 million a year and you're running back what they're paying Zeke, damn straight the big three better come through for the Dallas Cowboys. And but you know, when you refer to triplets and big three as Dallas, you're thinking wide receiver, running back, and quarterback, and nobody's ever going to be better than three Hall of Famers like that for Dallas.
I mean, that's obvious.
So, I mean, but you definitely have to include Dallas in that.
Yeah, I think you know. So.
I said Rams, Vikings, Chiefs, and the Packers.
Rams? Who is that? Cooper Kupp?
Robert Woods?
I don't know Cam if you Akers, can include Matt that. Stafford. It goes on there. You could include Minnesota, the quarterback, is the weak link.
Exactly, which is why you can't have him on there. So that's why I was going to
That's why I'm saying
go Buffalo with Josh Allen.
Buffalo is great, but the running back is
The running back is less than
beyond less. I mean, you could say Buffalo had the weakest run game of any team in the playoffs last year. You could throw them in with anybody with the exception of the Steelers, who had a dreadful run game going into the playoffs last year.
I want to put the you Bucks know? On there just to have fun.
You could, cuz you go Brady, playoff Lenny and Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
You know?
Or Ronald Jones. Lombardi, you can even Lenny. Go Ronald Jones you if
could,
you want.
You could do that, but then again, you're not putting that requirement on the Chiefs. Because the tight end receiver quarterback situation. That's why it's kind of different to put it all in one size fits all poll question.
It was intended to be quarterback,
running back,
wide receiver. That's what the
If you want to go quarterback, running back, wide receiver, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a better one than what the Packers are putting on the field.
I think you're right.
Name me another one.
That's what we're trying to come up with.
Okay.
That's the point.
I mean, because Russ, Carson, and DK.
No shot. I mean, that doesn't compare to the – that does not beat the Packers.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if this is a poll question.
No, like I said, we were just having a discussion
but
the,
what
over
about,
text.
What about the – spring forward. What about that poll question?
Okay, so that is
this is going to be a blowout.
The way I put it, is it time to ditch daylight saving time?
Yes or no?
So
right.
That's 79% yes.
That's not high enough. Who's 21% saying yeah? I don't mind springing forward or in falling back. Like, what's the matter with you? 21%.
I don't know.
What is the matter with these people? And I say that with all no due respect.
Oh, no respect.
Chris, I told you.
A few people.
Number three is people who eat pizza with a knife and fork as an adult. Number two is daylight savings and springing forward, fall back. And number one is the fumble through the end zone. Those are the most outrageous things of anything that's not really that serious.
I think a few people on Twitter were taking it literally. Like, some of the comments were ditch standard time, daylight time permanent. Okay. So they're being very specific.
So
we're just saying don't mess with the clocks is your point.
That's right.
Yeah, don't.
Because you're messing with me and you're messing with my family, my children, in my home where they come and play with their toys.
My babies.
Literally, daylight savings is like shooting into my house like the Godfather.
Oh, man.
I know. It's very serious.
Very serious.
With a clock instead of bullets, obviously. All right. So let's get to what we were having a conversation about. All right. Because this is the only way that I don't mind springing forward. In honor of something that should be discontinued, there's a ton of stories out there. This is kind of like a higher register without going higher register, that we truly believe this stuff. So let's go higher register order. You first, Chris, and then you, TJ. I'll finish up strong on sports stories that you'd like to spring forward on right now. So like whatever the story is on March 15th, we could spring forward and get the answer. What do you got for me?
All right, I'm going to look at the New England Patriots. I'm looking at this as a fan of their team. I know they brought back Cam Newton on another one-year deal, and now they're spending money in free agency, which is very uncharacteristic. Mm-hmm. So I would like to spring forward. I think I want to spring forward to, like, October. I want to see what this all looks like. I want to see, is Cam the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Did they draft someone in next month's NFL draft? Did they sign someone else?
You want to blow off the summer and spring all the way to fall?
I kind of want to just get right to the fall because I want to see how it's all been fitting together. I know Bill's going to make it work, but is that translating to wins on the field? Did they beat Buffalo in September? Always play the Bills in September. Did they beat them? How do they look compared to the Jets? How do they look compared to Tua down in Miami. I want to see how that's going. Are they 5-1 right out of the gate?
Okay.
Is Cam starting strong like last year? I'm really curious because, and it's going to drive me nuts until it happens.
What do you got over there, TJ Jefferson? What's your spring forward? You want to spring forward?
Well, you know, Rich and Chris and Del Tufo, I've got two basketball teams that I love, and I'm going to talk about the Sixers right now. You know, Joel Embiid has been having a monster season, putting up, you know, I round up 30, 12, and 3 per game, and then he had a knee injury that happened, Brockman texted me immediately. He was like, oh, no. It looked like his left knee had dislocated. Turns out
it's a hyperextension, but he's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, right? So I'm thinking, man, like that's about 9-10 games. So I want to spring forward a little bit, right? I want to see how the Sixers respond without their best player, the most dominant big man in basketball. And then I just want to see, can they keep it together enough to hold the Nets at bay and then finally – bring the Sixers their first championship since 83. I just want to get to this point.
Okay. That's your spring forward right there. By the way, thanks for calling me about Joel Embiid, who's only the most important player on my fantasy team that can't get Blake Griffin on the court.
You have no chance.
Blake sat by the Pistons until he's on another team. Now he's on another team. He doesn't even play because he's getting up to speed like he's 80 pounds overweight. That's great. Waiting on Andre Drummond, that's great. C.J. McCollum's hurt, that's great. By the way, when I say great, not great.
Okay. Lonzo's playing great.
Lonzo had 5
threes
last night,
That's not my spring forward, though. That's not my spring forward.
Lonzo did good.
My spring forward is very simple because it not only involves a team that I'm obviously emotionally attached to, but it involves the sport that I cover for not only in this show but the NFL Network. What are the Jets going to do at quarterback? Because what they do at quarterback affects so many other teams. If they go get Deshaun Watson, that obviously affects another team and the Texans and then what they do forevermore. And then if they draft a quarterback, that means it would be Zach Wilson off the board. How does that domino affect other teams in the draft where they're choosing a quarterback? And then who comes and gets Sam Darnold? And then if the Jets decide they keep Sam Darnold, who do they trade the number 2 overall pick to, and what does that mean for the Jets, not only with Darnold this year, but forevermore? It's just a major choice that the Jets are going to make on the last Thursday in April. So I'm just going to spring forward to the end of April. I'm literally going to spring forward to the end of April and see what happens. I want to know the answer to that right now, even though that drama is going to be something we talk about here for quite some time.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to spring forward on that because it affects so many other teams. So that's our little spring forward. Unless you look like you've got one. What do you have?
You know, the boat name.
Oh,
that I've been being like nagged about.
So you want to spring forward?
I'm gonna spring forward. Guess what, everybody? I may not be keeping this boat. I may be getting a new one.
Whoa!
Stun on him, Mike. Stun on him.
See ya.
Is that a real photograph of the boat?
That's the boat.
That is the boat.
Wow.
Boat. You might not keep this boat.
Nope.
Why?
Might be selling this and getting a bigger
one. That's a great looking boat.
Get a bigger boat.
Moving on up.
Wow. Did you see Jaws in the marina? Is that why you're getting a bigger boat?
No. Just I need a bigger boat. You know Jaws, my favorite movie.
Selling some GameStop.
I thought you were saying you're going to spring forward to see what you're going to name your current boat.
No, you might spring forward
to see if you're getting a bigger boat.
Bigger boat. Yeah.
That boat that we just saw on the screen does not have any name on the back?
No name.
Is that like driving around without a license plate?
No. It's what they call a...
It's not good luck, though.
It's fine.
Is that why you're getting a bigger boat? It's because you want to name it?
It's one of... Yeah.
Are you buying one that already has a name?
Right now, no.
Yeah, actually, the one or two I've looked at have names, but I'm not telling
you. You wouldn't know. Actually, here's why he wants a bigger name. Because right now on that boat, he can only fit the words to pump.
Yeah.
He needs a bigger boat to fit the word chump on it. Sorry, Mike. You walked right into that one.
Mike, I can also fit 6 or Emmys on it.
Okay, there you go. Hey, everybody.
You can't fit TJ and Brockman on there for some reason, though.
I enjoyed that segment a lot.
Too pumped.
But I hope we never do that again. Get rid of daylight savings. Kurt Warner coming up.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.